Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us today. We're going to talk about wheat today. No, I'm not making that up. We're going to talk about wheat today. Wheat is good. Wheat is wonderful. We love wheat. But we're going to talk about wheat. Make sure you listen in the next few minutes, because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about my latest newsletter. We're going to talk about my upcoming workshop. We have lots of things to talk about. So don't go away right here on Assets and Aging. You're not going to want to miss it. Let me get this out of the way right away. If you have never been to one of my workshops before, you have never been to a workshop that made sense. My next workshop is on Saturday, August the 4th. You will not want to miss it. Saturday, August the 4th. Again, if you've never been to one of my workshops, you really should be here. If you've never been in to see me and you're dealing with the issues of aging, you should come in and see me. We're going to talk about wheat in a minute, so don't go away. Welcome to the show, Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for a lot of years, 20 years on KFBK. Glad to have you with me. Glad to have you here every week. I like doing the show. You'll notice sometimes there's repeats. And the reason there's repeats is, number one, I think a show sometimes is interesting enough that it should be repeated. Secondly, sometimes there's not anything spectacularly new. And when there's nothing spectacularly new, I don't want to do a workshop just to hear myself talk. I think it's better if the workshop has some meaning and that there's something going on and there's something that's of interest and there's something you should know about. You know, if you go fishing in a pond and you know there's no fish in there, you might have a good time, you know, and have a be with your friends and have an adult beverage or two, but you're not going to catch anything. So sometimes when I do a repeat show, the repeat show, pardon me, is a result of there's nothing really super exciting to talk about. And one of the purposes of this show is to always keep you informed as to what's going on in the world of long-term care, the world of aging, the world of Medi-Cal and VA benefits, and all that good stuff. So we're going to talk about wheat, as I said, in a minute, but again, let me introduce myself. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give out Kindles. I don't have free meals. I don't do lunch. If you want lunch, go to a restaurant. I give people results. So I'm not an attorney. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license. You know, one of these days we have to talk about annuities, because I think there's a huge amount of misunderstanding about annuities, and one of these days we should talk about annuities. Somebody remind me about that. I have a California insurance license, legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. What else? I don't know. There's probably something else. Everything we talk about here is my opinion and my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, financial, weather, plumbing, electrical, or general household repair advice. Always check with somebody else if you're not sure. Again, we're going to talk about wheat. It'll make sense in a minute. The first thing I want to do, though, today, don't forget my upcoming workshop. Don't forget my podcast every Wednesday. You can listen to my podcast. I'll be doing one next Wednesday live. At least that's my goal, if there's something interesting to talk about. And I think there is for next week. But you can always go to my website. You can sign up for my workshops. You can do all kinds of things there. My website is assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there. You can listen to my podcast. You can sign up for workshops. You can send me an email and sign up for an appointment. They're free. You can get help. You can deal with cutting wheat. Again, we're going to talk about the whole wheat thing in a minute, so stick around. You can just get information and get help if you're dealing with the issues of aging. You know, somebody sent me a thing in the mail the other day. You know, they're giving away. Where is it? I did something with it. Oh, here it is. They're giving away. You go to their workshop. They're giving away a free Kindle. And then you know they're going to tell you about what's wrong with your life, and they're going to tell you about why things are bad. And if you eat the dinner, and the free dinner, and you sign up and you pay thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, they're going to give you a free Kindle. Well, I'm here to tell you, when you go to these things, there was an SEC thing a couple years ago on free seminars that offer meals. But when you go to these things, folks, be prepared. That piece of tough meat you're going to have is going to wind up costing you a couple $1,000s extra at the end, because somebody's got to pay for all that stuff. I don't do free meals. I help people find answers and solutions and make a difference. And we'll talk about wheat in a little bit. Don't forget about wheat. Okay. So here's a quiz. You gonna take the quiz? The quiz. I'm gonna give you a 20 question true or false quiz. Answer the questions. Get a piece of pencil and paper out. You're gonna want a piece of pencil and paper later on too, because by the way, when people come to my workshops, they have to work. They have to bring stuff. They have to work. Okay. So get a pencil and paper and go along. These are all true false questions. You answer them true, you put a T or an F, okay, and we're going to give you a quiz. And we're going to see how you do on the quiz. This is a long-term care quiz. There's some questions in here about Medi-Cal. There's some questions in here about VA. I'm going to give you a quiz. I haven't used this quiz for years. I ran across it looking for something else on my computer. Okay? If you get more than three of these wrong, you're in deep trouble. Out of 20. Number one, these are all true or false. Medi-Cal requires you to spend down your assets to poverty level. True or false? Put the T or the F down. Number two, if someone goes on Medi-Cal, the state will take their home. True or false? Number three, this is the quiz. Come on now, this is the quiz. I used to give this to people when they came to my workshops. I haven't done it in years. Maybe I ought to do it again. Number three, under current rules, you have to wait at least 60 months before Medi-Cal will pay for a nursing home. True or false? Number four, true or false, a revocable living trust can't protect my assets from estate recovery. A revocable living trust can't protect my assets from estate recovery. True or false? Five, under new rules, if your home has more than $800,000 in equity or thereabouts, you cannot get help from Medi-Cal for nursing home bills. I think the current number is $850 or something like that, $860, I don't know. Okay, true or false? Six, true or false, you can only give away up to $14,000 a year and still qualify for Medi-Cal. True or false? You got your pencil and paper. You should have little T's and F's there now. Okay, where are we? Seven. There's 20 of these. You cannot give away any cash assets and qualify for Medi-Cal. True or false? You cannot give away any cash assets and qualify for Medi-Cal. Number eight. You can't give away your home after you are in a nursing home. Number eight. You can't give away or protect your home after you are in a nursing home. Number nine, if you transfer your assets to an annuity, they are protected. True or false? Number 10, if you are married with more than approximately $120,000 in assets, not counting your house, you cannot qualify for Medi-Cal. True or false? So if you have a house not counting your house, you can't have more than about $120,000 in cash assets and qualify for Medi-Cal, true or false. Number 11, any transfers made from a trust, can disqualify you for Medi-Cal benefits for up to 5 years. True or false? You better know the answers to all these. 12, you cannot have more than $1,500 of life insurance and get Medi-Cal. True or false? You cannot have more than $1,500 of life insurance and get Medi-Cal. Number 13, if you have an IRA, Medi-Cal will make you spend it down. True or false? If you have an IRA, Medi-Cal will make you spend it down. That was question 13. We're going to 14. There's going to be 20. 14, if you transfer your home, it will make you ineligible for Medi-Cal benefits. If you transfer your home, it will make you ineligible for Medi-Cal. Actually, I'm going to expand that question. If you transfer your home, it will make you ineligible for Medi-Cal and VA benefits. True or false? 15, if your home is exempt only if you check on the application that you intend to return home. This is a tricky one. 15, if your home is exempt only if you check on the application that you intend to return home. 16, a spouse may only keep about $3,000 in income. So if somebody's in a nursing home, the spouse at home, true or false, the spouse at home may only keep about $3,000 a month of income. Number 17, under current rules, if you make a gift, it may make you ineligible for Medi-Cal for 5 years from the date of the gift. Under current rules, if you make a gift, it may make you ineligible for Medi-Cal for 5 years from the date of the gift. 18, if you are a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you may be eligible to receive a tax-free benefit from the VA only if you are in assisted living or a boarding care. If you are a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you may be eligible to receive a tax-free benefit from the VA only if you are in assisted living or a boarding care. How you doing so far? Well, we're chugging along. Two more to go. 19. You can only receive the above VA benefit if you were wounded. You can only receive the above benefit if you were wounded. True or false? It's called aid in attendance. 20, last question. You can only receive the above benefit, that is aid in attendance, if you are retired military. You may only receive aid in attendance if you are retired military. Okay, how do you think you did? You got your 20 trues and false there. You all did it. All right, you ready for the answers? I'm going to go through it and give you the answers. You ready? They're all false. They're all false. And the reason they're false, and many of you didn't get it right, is because you don't know how to harvest wheat. We're going to talk about wheat in a little while. We're going to talk about wheat in a little bit. I want to talk about my upcoming workshop on August the 4th. Don't miss out. It's limited to, there's two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 12:30. It'll be on Saturday, August the 4th. You're not going to want to miss it. You're really not going to want to miss it. We just had one a couple days ago. It was terrific. In fact, we had one yesterday. This is Sunday. We had one yesterday. And those of you who just got my newsletter, a lot of you signed up. Both workshops sold out. they're free. The next ones will sell out. There was one at 10:30 in the morning and one at 12:30, and they're full. The last ones were full. The one we just did, it was full. The one we're going to do will fill up. And it's a workshop. I make people work. So if you've never been to one of my workshops, now's the time to call and sign up for that workshop on August the 4th. You're not going to want to miss it. It's important. If you're dealing with an issue today, you're dealing with a long-term care issue, you're dealing with a Medi-Cal issue, you're dealing with whatever issue you're dealing with, you're dealing with somebody at home, somebody in a nursing home, somebody who's difficult to deal with, somebody who has dementia, if you're struggling with all of that and you don't know what to do, and you just don't know what to do, then get in to see me. Don't wait for the workshop. The consultation is free. It's free. I've always thought that was a pretty good price. The consultation is free. So get in to see me. Get in and make a difference in your life and the life of that loved one who's aging and becoming frail. Maybe a little incapacitated, maybe a little bit of dementia, the things are going on. And get in and learn how to cut wheat. Again, we're going to talk about cutting wheat in a minute. We're going to do most of that in the second half hour. We're going to talk about harvesting wheat. Not the kind of wheat you think. But before I do that, I want to give you... And it's important, but I got to get to this because I read this the other day and I about went ape ballistic. Those of you, two things. Here's a guy that puts out a newsletter that hates. He works for the long-term care insurance industry. He's completely supported by the long-term care insurance industry. And he hates Medi-Cal. He thinks everybody should be poor before they can get... I'm not making this up, folks. I've told you for years, there's a whole industry out there that expects every senior to be broke, to impoverish themselves and be broke before they can get any help with long-term care. So he's talking... There's a Cato Institute thing on poverty. And they're talking about poverty and what defines poverty. And here's what this guy says. He says that it's hard for me to read. He thinks that things like air conditioning and things like that, having a TV, having a vehicle, having a microwave, having an oven, he thinks those are all luxuries. And that if you have any of those things, you can't really be impoverished. And then here's what he said. In 1968 and 70, I was in the Peace Corps. I'm not going to tell you the name of the country. But if I told you the name of the country, because I'm not picking on the country. Remember, this is 1968. That's what, 50 years ago? 50 years ago! He's comparing America today to a third world country 50 years ago. This is a guy who doesn't want you ever to be able to protect your house. He wants everybody to have to get a reverse mortgage, and he wants everyone to have to buy long-term care insurance because he wants everyone impoverished so they have no choice. But he says, well, there you have it. In 68 and 70, I was in this country, and I correspond with friends suffering there now. I know what poverty is. This isn't it. So he believes, I get his newsletter all the time, and he says, when you understand who he really works for, you get it. But he thinks that you shouldn't be able to get any help from the VA or from Medi-Cal until you're in such poverty that you're equal to someone living in a third world country in 1968. I couldn't make this up if I tried. And there are lots of organizations, and there are lots of groups, and there are lots of nonprofits who absolutely believe that and underwrite that idea. I want to read you something else. I've told you for years, the state legislature couldn't care less about seniors. They only care about unions and a couple other people. And here's proof once again. They don't care about organizations, big organizations. They care about nonprofits that send them a lot of money, and they care about unions that send them a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody should be ever eat at the trough. But this was outrageous. No money for seniors. The waiver program gets shut down a couple years ago because there's no help for seniors in assisted living. And the other day, in the 2018-19 budget of Governor Jerry Brown, they give $70 million to dentists. I'll say it again. They gave $70 million to dentists who take Medi-Cal. They increased their pay by $70 million to dentists because they have a real problem getting dentists to take Medi-Cal. Dentists don't want to do it. I understand why, because the paperwork. But we gave $70 million in the state budget to dentists. I have nothing against dentists. They're professionals. They went to school. They have practices. They have offices. They have staff. No increases in aid to seniors, to poor seniors, to low-income seniors, to help them get help, taking care. I have people call me every week, and I got to get going here. I'm going to run out of time in this half hour, who are desperate for help. They're living on $700 a month, folks, and paying $600 of it in rent. And was there any help for those people? No, because old people evidently don't vote. Dentists have an organization. They have an association. I can't make this up. I wish I could make this up. I'm not making this up. This is from, where is this from? Who is this? Where did I get this newsletter from? I got this from California Dental Organization.org. They have an association. They got $70 million more. Now, here's the kicker. You let me know if you think this is okay. They also got, on top of that, they got $30 million from the taxpayers, from the state legislature, not going to seniors, not going to people who are living hand-to-mouth, not going to people who can't pay for their prescriptions, not going to any of that. $30 million to repay the loans, the student loans for dentists. So the taxpayer guaranteed the loans, and the state legislature now is going to pay off, in addition to giving them $70 million more. The state legislature is paying off $30 million worth of student loans that dentists have. I couldn't make it up if I tried. Now, I'm God bless the Dental Association. If they can get $100 million out of the legislature, God bless them. But seniors don't have those kinds of organizations. They don't have unions. The people I see, the people who call me every week, the veterans who call me, who are desperate for help, and there's no help available. The veterans who can't afford to pay for housing, they're living with their children. The seniors who are living with their children because their $600 Social Security check doesn't go far enough. We've got $100 million for dentists, $30 million of which is going to pay off their student loans. Don't be mad at dentists, folks. Be mad at the state legislature. Because when it comes to seniors, none of them care. None of them. I have spoken in legislators' office. Some of them have been absolutely rude and don't really want to hear about the plight of seniors because seniors don't send them checks and seniors don't vote for them. Unions and organizations do. Make of it what you will. When we come back, I'm going to talk about harvesting wheat. No, it's not what you think about. It's not the biblical harvest. We're going to talk about how you harvest wheat. And we're going to talk about questions. And I want you to have a pencil and paper. So we'll be back in just a second here on Assets and Aging Affording the Future. Take time to call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Sign up for a workshop. We'll be back here in just a few seconds, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging Affording the Future, the live local show. It's all about the issues of aging. What happens when we get older? How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we pay for it? How do we make wise decisions? What are the solutions? Did the solutions we tried work? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about harvesting wheat. Let's talk about harvesting wheat. Have you ever harvested wheat? I have not. But I'm going to give you an analogy. Have you ever watched wheat being harvested? I have. I've watched wheat harvested. We're going to talk about harvesting wheat. Remember, I'm Bob Scrivano. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging. Assetsandaging.com. If you want to learn how to harvest wheat really well, you should come to one of my workshops. We learn how to harvest wheat in my workshops. And we're going to talk about that. I don't have workshops where you give away free meals. Oh, and sometimes I'll have a donut or something. But we don't do that. I don't have free meals. I don't feed people. If you're hungry, you should go to some workshop where they feed you. It'll cost you an extra $1,500 to $2,000 for the free meal once you go to work, once you let them touch you. But that's okay. You know, you can go to the restaurant and get the free steak, and you can go get whatever, and you can get the free electronic device, and you can do all that stuff. You can do it all. It'll make sense when we talk about harvesting wheat in a minute. You come to my workshops because you want a result. You want answers. You want to know how to do stuff. You want to figure stuff out. You want a result. What happens when I die? Turns out there's a bigger question. And the bigger question is, what happens when I don't die? What happens if I live? Most people have documents, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're just not designed to do the job that you need to deal with. What happens if I live too long? What happens if I live frail? What happens if my mom lives and she's incompetent for 5 years, or my spouse, or whoever it is? And here it comes. You don't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. Have you ever seen the equipment they use to harvest wheat? It's big. It's gigantic. It's complicated. But here's the key. It's designed to get the job done. A lawnmower, you can go to all the workshops you want, and they'll sell you a lawnmower. They'll give you something that's a lawnmower. A lawnmower you can't use to harvest wheat. You need the right machinery to harvest wheat. And the same thing is true when it comes to long-term care planning. You can go get a little of this and a little of that, and then people still wind up in my office. I just had someone call me who's been trying to get his mom into a nursing home for a year. Finally an opening came. Because they wanted one specific nursing home. And so finally an opening came, and we started the process over a year ago. Haven't heard from him for a year. And then he calls and says, What do I do? An opening has come up. What do I do? He's been trying to harvest wheat with a lawnmower instead of listening to what I had to say a year ago and taking that advice and running with it. You can't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. Have you ever seen a wheat field? I have. It's big. It's complex. It has ruts in it. It has gophers in it. It has snakes in it. As we get older, the aging process makes life larger, I believe, not smaller. It brings in aspects of our life we never thought about, we never contemplated, it never occurred to us. I want you to do something for me. I want you to take your piece of paper, because you're all supposed to have a piece of paper, because that's how we started the show. Remember, I do workshops. I help people figure out how to get it done. So here's what I want you to write down. I want you to think of that person. Don't do this if you're driving, please. I want you to think of that person in your life that's a wheat field. And you're standing outside the wheat field, and you know, I have to get into this wheat field at some point, because if I don't harvest at the right time, the wheat's all going to rot, and then I'm going to be in big trouble. So I'm looking at my mom or my dad or my husband or my aunt or my best friend, whoever it is, and I'm saying their life is this, they're starting to fail, and their life is like a wheat field. And if I don't get in there, bad things are going to happen. The gophers are going to take over, the wheat is going to rot, and then I'm going to have all kinds of problems. So I need to harvest this wheat, and I need to have a plan to harvest this wheat. If you see a wheat field and you see a big combine that's working that wheat field, does he just zigzag through the wheat field? You know, let's just wander through the wheat field and see what happens. Let's make a big S curve here and then a big X, and we'll wander through the wheat field and we'll see how it all works out at the end. How do you think that would go? Harvesters today are now all GPS controlled. The driver doesn't do anything. He pushes a button, and it puts the coordinates in, and the combines follow the satellite, and away they go. They've all got GPS in them. And there's a plan, and he punches in the codes, and the combine then is going to follow a plan so that the wheat field is cut the way it's supposed to be cut in the time and in the manner that's the most efficient. So you're looking at your mom or your dad or yourself or your spouse or whoever it is, and you're saying, okay, I've got to get into this wheat field, and I have to have a plan. So here's what I want you to write down. That person that you're thinking about, remember, we don't use lawnmowers to harvest wheat in my world. I don't. What an effort in futility. So what's the issue? with your mom or dad or whoever you're thinking about, what's the issue? What is it you're concerned about? Write it down. I'm concerned that they don't remember things. I'm concerned that they drive weird. I'm concerned that they don't remember how to get dressed, or they don't get dressed, or they can't see colors anymore. I'm concerned that they've fallen. I'm concerned that they don't eat right. I'm concerned that they don't manage their meds. I'm concerned about, what is it? What's your concern about this people, this person you're thinking about in your life? Somebody you care about that's a wheat field. And if somebody doesn't get into that wheat field soon, it's not going to go well. So what's your concern? Write it down on a piece of paper. Again, don't do this if you're driving unless you have somebody with. And write it down. Write down the two or three things. When people come to my workshop, the first thing I make them do is write this stuff down. It's a workshop. I don't do seminars anymore. I do workshops. I'm going to make you work. When you come to my office with an issue, I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make it be real to you. So, what is the issue? Now, here's the next question. You've identified, well, Dad, I'm going to just make some stuff up here for the sense of, for the sake of it easy. Okay? Well, Mom has dementia and she's getting worser and worser, as my mom used to say. Okay, you've identified the issue. Mom is becoming less and less and less able to take care of herself. Okay, what solutions have you tried? Well, what do you mean, Bob? Well, you've identified the problem. What's the issue or issues? What solutions have you tried? Well, I still don't understand. Well, you know your mom's becoming more frail. You know Dad's becoming more frail. You know they don't remember. They can't think. They fall. They can't get dressed. Oh, whatever it is. Okay, you're sitting there and you see the wheat field. What solutions have you tried? What have you done to mitigate, to neutralize, whatever word you want to use, what's happening? What solutions have you tried? Well, you know, we've talked about it. Talking is not a solution. Talking is talking. I can go on TV and watch people talk. Most of the time, they have no solutions. They just talk. So talking is not a solution. Well, we went to the doctor and the doctor said, Mom needs more help. Okay, we already identified that as the problem. What's the solution? My brother and I have tried to get together to talk about this, but Mom doesn't want to talk about it. That's not a solution. You're going back to the problem. What solutions have you tried? Okay, I'm going to give some of you some credit now, because some of you are going to say, okay, we tried this and this and this and this and this, whatever their solutions were. Okay, here's the third question. How did they work out? Did they work? Were you successful with your solutions? Well, I don't understand. Well, you told me Mom had dementia. You told me Mom, you were worried about leaving Mom at home. You told me Mom couldn't manage her own food. She didn't get dressed. She sometimes forgot where the bathroom was. She, she's not good at med management. So, okay, and you told me you tried some stuff, whatever that stuff was. So how did it work out? Did you solve all the... You were worried about stuff. Are those problems now solved? No. Then where are you? You're back trying to harvest the wheat using a lawnmower. And the reality is, if you keep trying to use the lawnmower to harvest the wheat, you're never going to get done. And the wheat is going to start to wilt, and it's going to get mold, and it's going to get worse. And that's what happens when we begin to look at someone who's starting to fail, and we try to harvest the wheat with a lawnmower. So as a starting point, You have to be willing to identify the issue. I mean, really identify it. Identify it. What's the issue? How serious, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this like, oh, it's okay, but it's going to get worse, or it's, oh my gosh, we're in deep trouble already? Have you figured out where you are in the issue? Are you at the beginning of it? Are you in the middle? Are you at the end? Where are you? Are you just moving from one lawnmower to another and the wheat field's not getting any smaller and are any smaller and any smaller? Have you really found any solutions? Or have people just said, well, here, if you buy this, that's the solution? So you just bought another lawnmower, and guess what? The problem didn't go away. The problem got worser and worser. I know, my mom used to say that, and I think I use it because I think it has great effect, because you hear the word. So in your family, what's the issue? Have you really identified it? Is everybody on board with what the issue? Well, my brother and I are. My sister doesn't think there's anything wrong. Well, either there's something wrong or there's not. When my mom started to see people in the house, we knew there was a problem. We didn't pretend there wasn't a problem. There was a problem. It was easily identifiable. We tried to figure out, was she seeing real people in the house or was she seeing make-believe people in the house? There's a big difference. So we finally figured that out. And then we began to apply the solutions to that problem so that she would not be at risk or in danger. We made sure that she was checked on every day. We made sure her meds were managed. We made sure. So what's the issue? Have you really write it down on a piece of paper. Don't say mom's not doing well. That's not an issue. Please be specific. What is the, I had somebody in my office the other day, and I ask this question a lot to people who are a little older. I'm a little older. I ask the question of myself all the time and my spouse all the time. And I asked this person, how many times have you fallen? And to my surprise, the person said, oh, about 10. And I looked at the child that was sitting there and I said, did you know that? And they said, no, because they hadn't identified the problem. They didn't want to go there. And then I said to the person, you've really fallen more than 10 times, haven't you? And the person said, yes. The person only remembered 10. I tell people all the time, if your mom says she's fallen once, she's fallen 10 times. Nobody falls once. I shouldn't say that. You know, I've stumbled over steps outside and tripped and fallen. But nobody is just kind of walking along and crumples to the floor or is trying to turn around and loses their balance and crumples to the floor just once. So what's the issue? What concerns you? And are you just trying to, the issue being, I'm using a wheat field as an analogy, are you just trying to harvest the wheat with a lawnmower? What solutions have you tried? Have you documented the solutions? Did you seek professional help with the solutions, whether they were medical or financial or whatever? Is there money missing? I recently had somebody in and there was money missing from a parent. A parent was giving money to a relative, and other relatives didn't know about that. So the other kids put a stop to that. Luckily, somebody noticed before it got too bad. Is there somebody taking advantage of mom or dad or grammy or grampy or your spouse or your Aunt Mildred or whoever it is? What solutions have you put into effect? Sometimes that's the hardest part, folks. People will recognize that mom has dementia and it ain't good. Yes, I know I used the word ain't. I did it on purpose. And it ain't good. But trying to figure out the solutions sometimes are overwhelming. Because we get caught up and we get stuck on what's the perfect answer. And there isn't always a perfect answer. There may be progress, but there's not always a perfect answer. That's why the lawnmower doesn't work, because the lawnmower is not the answer to harvesting wheat. You need something bigger to be efficient. You need something more planned out. It's maybe sometimes more complex. I can't imagine how complex a wheat harvester is mechanically. I can't even imagine how all that stuff works together. But that's what they need to harvest wheat efficiently. So finding the solutions is sometimes the single most difficult part of all of this. We've identified the problem. Now we need to find solutions. And that's where I can really help. I can really help with that issue. I traffic in results and making sure we get positive results to what's going on. That it makes sense what's going on. That it's making a difference what's going on. And then you have to evaluate the solutions you've tried. Did they work? You've been doing, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and making the same mistake over and over and over and again, believing that somehow the next time it won't be a mistake. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again, knowing that it doesn't work. So what are you doing and has it worked? If it's time to make a difference, then make a difference. If you would like someone who's been doing this a long time to help you through this process, to make sure you're not just using a lawnmower to harvest wheat, then you've come to the right place. But it means getting up off your you-know-what and going to a phone or going to a computer and starting the process. You can, even if you have a combine, if you never turn the engine on, you'll sit at the edge of the wheat field until the wheat all goes to mold because nobody ever turned the key and got it started. Somebody has to start it. Somebody in the family has to make the move to go, we can't keep going down this path. The wheat has to get harvested before it goes to rot. 800-999-8007. Write it down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Yes, even if you're in Sacramento, that's my 800 number. If you've never been to one of my workshops, get signed up. You can sign up online at assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or you can call me and sign up that way. You can also get in to see me. The consultation right now is free. I'm going to change that soon because it's of no value to me to have people come in who really aren't serious about finding solutions. So the day is going to come very soon where I'm going to be charging for appointments. Right now, they're free. So if you've been on the fence, now's a good time to get off the fence. 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for a workshop there. Get on my newsletter list at the very least. Go to my website, again, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. Get to my next workshop on August the 4th. You won't want to miss it. You really won't. My workshops are not like anything else you've ever been to. And no, there's no free meal. I'm just, a part of me is really disappointed in people that just keep going to these free meal things over and over and over again, hoping they're going to find the combine to harvest the wheat when all they're going to get is some kind of broken down lawnmower. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Develop a plan. Isolate the issue. And come up with solutions that work to the issues of aging and frailty and all the things that are going to impact all of us as we get older. If you still have a lawnmower and you haven't had things updated and your plan updated and your thoughts updated for the last 5 years, then you're probably still using a lawnmower. Make a difference today in your life, the life of your mom, the life of your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your own life, the life of your spouse. If you're a vet, make sure you understand what you're entitled to. Make sure what's available out there to help you. 800-999-8007. Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate all of you so much. We have people listen from Oregon, from Arizona, from all kinds of places, and this signal goes a long way, and I am grateful to all of you who have supported this and allow me to do this. I pay to do this, and I'm happy to be able to do that to help the thousands of people that I've helped, the tens of millions of dollars I've saved families in the last 20 years. Thanks so much for allowing me to do it. I look forward to hearing from you. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. We'll see you here next week, same time, same place. Have a great day.